We're live at EXT, Local 518. Marty Wendell is here with me. Hi, Marty.
How are you doing, Chris?
Good, good. Thank you for dropping by.
We're glad to be here.
Marty's current album is called A Real Good Run. I'm assuming that has something to do with your career.
The songs on this album, Chris, are kind of reflections back on the 50-plus years, and just was an opportunity to share some of my thoughts and feelings as I look back.
A good run.
It has been a good run.
How did you start playing?
I started, I think it was 1957. My mom brought home one of those big old heavy Sun records. It was the first album put out by Sun called Johnny Cash Hot and Blue Guitar. And I got an old guitar and tuned with it and got an Alfred's chord book, if you remember those guys. Finally was able to kind of play the songs. After that, I was hooked, really.
So you started out playing Johnny Cash's songs. There's a story about you got to meet him in Newburgh, the very first time you met him. Do you remember that?
Yes, that was 1963. I met a talent agent out of New York, Jerry Tyfer. Jerry worked out of that famous Brill building. He felt I should meet Johnny Cash, and I guess Johnny Cash should meet me for whatever reason. And he said he was the person that could make it happen, and he did. The very first time, I had only been introduced to him, and he pulls out a Gibson 12-string guitar out of a case and hands it to me, says, play me one of your songs. Of course, I was incredibly nervous. And to this day, I honestly, Chris, don't remember what song I played.
But it was one of your songs.
Yeah, but it was some of my early writing, so it was probably not all that great. And yet he was so gracious, and he thanked me for playing it, then took the guitar, and he played about four or five songs that he had already recorded that weren't released. As he was finishing the last one, Jerry came back in, and he said, Johnny, they've introduced you three times out there on stage. So he had to drop the guitar and head off. But a year later, Jerry had me back with him. And I talk about the amazing night in the dressing room because at that point, I got to meet a lot of various artists, including a fellow that wasn't even on the show that dropped in, Pete Seeger, who lived not too far away. Johnny instructed him to get his banjo, and he was opening the second show, which he did. So I got to meet Pete that night, as well as Tex Ritter, the TV movie cowboy, who was also a singer as well. That was my first meeting with June Carter. And the Statler brothers had just joined John and made friends with Lou DeWitt, who was their tenor singer that eventually, because of illness, had to leave the group. But he's one of the ones that actually came up to Round Lake when I was doing the festivals. Since we were raising funds for the auditorium, he only asked his expenses, and that was quite a good friendship.
Marty, I have to imagine that your eyes must have been as big as saucers. And what must have been going through your head? You're sitting there playing your own song for Johnny Cash. You're meeting all these people.
It was unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, it even could have happened. Like I say, high anxiety, of course. couldn't be otherwise. But over the years, the many times I was with him, it was just amazing how you were just accepted as one of the group. It wasn't like, you know, they were on the pedestal and you were kind of insignificant. They always made you feel like one of the group.
Yeah.
They were all that way.
Because a few years after meeting him, you're then opening up the tour for him, right?
1968, I had my first single. It was getting a lot of airplay, especially in the Northeast. So I got booked, had my first opportunity to actually be an opening act, and between shows, got to hang out with all of the troupe and John. He did a tape with me to help me promote my single Further, which, I mean, just stuff you wouldn't imagine. Over the years, every time I was at one of the concerts, they always brought me backstage. I had made friends with Marshall Grant, his original bass player. If Marshall saw me, that was it. I got the VIP.
Now, you said you and your son also got to see him backstage in SPAC?
Yes, the very last time he came up here, we were his guests backstage, and I was so glad I could have my son meet him as well. It was in August, and that October he became too ill to perform again after that. So that was just such a great thing that we had that opportunity to have that visit. That's when he was doing some of his Rick Rubin material as well as his classics, and it was one of his best concerts, I have to say. I couldn't have imagined it being any better. He really was on his A game.
We're live at EXT. Marty Wendell's here. His album called A Real Good Run, but it's not the only album he's got. He's got a whole bunch. MartyWendell.com is where you would go to find information about Marty and all the records. Marty, we're going to talk a little bit more in a little bit. Let's hear a couple songs from the album. What would you like to say about Winding Down?
Well, Winding Down actually was the genesis of the album. One night we were unloading gear off the bus after a concert. I just had that thought that the road doesn't go on forever. I started kind of scribbling down some thoughts I had, and that became the song Winding Down, and then it seemed like all the others just kept coming. This album is different in that I wrote the songs lyrics first and then the music, where normally I've always written them together. So even the writing on this was done differently.
So here we are, we're live at EXT. Marty Wendell, this is Winding Down.
It seems like it was yesterday when the tour had just begun. There was so much on the road ahead and songs yet to be sung. Some critics gave me great reviews, others knocked me to the ground. But still I've kept the dream alive as this tour is winding down. Winding down, winding down. I'm thankful for all I've seen. I'm glad to be around. On this highway heading somewhere in between my cross and crown, knowing that this tour is winding down. Now I have played the big shows as well as places that were small. Some were filled with cheering crowds, and some had no one at all. Now what really matters is the truth and love I've found. They're all I carry with me as this tour is winding down. Winding down, winding down. I'm thankful for all I have seen. I'm glad to be around. On this highway heading somewhere in between my cross and crown, knowing that this tour is winding down. Knowing that this tour is winding down.
I'm Marty Wendell. This is your home for local music. For Local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.
I can remember those hot summer nights prowling on the streets of New York City. Not a worry or care, it was good to be there, following the dream in the 60s. Out in the clubs till the break of day, wondering where the nighttime had flown. At the end of the show, it was time to go and find a way to make it back home. Pushing the envelope, bending the rules, stretching the limits, acting like fools, throwing all caution to the wind. Living life like it would never end. My mind still holds all those those memories of how it used to be back then. Wild and young, having too much fun, it won't ever be like that again. Pushing the envelope, bending the rules, stretching the limits, acting like fools, throwing all caution to the wind. Living life like it will never end.
We're live at EXT, Local 518. Marty Wendell's here. His album is called A Real Good Run, and that song is on it. It's called Pushing the Envelope. Tell me about that song, Marty.
When I was in college, that's when I first actually put together my first band and started doing shows. 64, that was the year. One of the things we do at that time, Greenwich Village was the happening place. So that's where all the music was. So that's where we wanted to be. So at night, we would borrow cars. We didn't steal them. We brought them back.
The way he looks at me, folks, borrow.
And so we'd head off to the city, go to the coffee houses and clubs. And I got to hear people like Mama Cass when she was with the Mugwumps long before the Mamas and the Papas and John Sebastian. All those people were down there. Dylan, I think, had kind of moved on. Never got to hear him in the village. And then got to play a little bit myself. So I look back at that and say that we were kind of ahead of the curve on this car sharing trend. So, but that's kind of what this song is all about.
That's great. That's great. Marty, you mentioned that for the album of Real Good Run, that you wrote the lyrics first and then the music. Tell me more about your songwriting process.
My first serious song, I date around 1959. I wrote a song called When the Nighttime Comes, and I never used it or recorded it till the Rockabilly Heart album. It just seemed to fit well with what we were doing on that album. I was a sophomore, and there was a freshman that kind of followed me around because I was the guy with the guitar. He sat very quietly as I wrote that song. It was interesting. I met him at a reunion probably 5-6 years ago, and before he even said hello or my name, he says, "When the nighttime comes." So he still remembered that. It's great that I could say, "Well, we finally recorded it." You know? So I have been at it and trying over the years just to develop that skill as best I can to write the songs and improve on the songs that I write.
We're live at EXT, Local 518. Marty Wendell's here. MartyWendell.com is where you find information about Marty and all his CDs, including the latest called A Real Good Run. Marty, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
This last song you want to do, a blues tune, huh?
Well, I had the opportunity, one of the highlights of my career was to record in the legendary Sun Studio in Memphis. The producer, James Lott, was going to have me stand on the spot where Elvis stood, but I told him I wasn't going to do that. But it was great. One of the other pluses while we were in Memphis, we got to hear a lot of blues music. When I got home, I gave into the temptation to try to write a blues song. And this one's on our Live and Rockin' album when we open for the Platters. We haven't done a studio version yet, but maybe at some point we will. I call it the Fleabag Blues.
Suitcase felt so heavy, my room was on the 7th floor. My suitcase felt so heavy, my room was on the 7th floor. When I checked into that hotel, my 2 feet were tired and sore. I called out for the bellhop, but he was not in sight. Yeah, then I called out for the bellhop. The man was not in sight. I needed to be sleeping. Nothing seemed to turn out right. out of my room. The bed was hot as a stone. I finally found my room. The bed, it was hot as stone. The Sandman couldn't help me rest my weary bones. Now the moral of my story is be very careful where you stay. Yeah, the moral of this story is be very careful where you stay. You'll wind up in some flea bag. That's the price you're gonna pay. The Flea Bag Blues.
I'm Marty Wendell. This is 97.7 EXT. I hope you will support the music at exit977.org.